Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Dania Pisa. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Chris. Yes. And you?
I'm very good.
Are you glad to be here with us?
I am loving the weather, and the wine's not too bad either. So we're here in Plant Bordeaux,
yes.
Which is the tourist hotspot for
absolutely
Appellation Bordeaux.
Yes.
And want to talk a wee bit about wine tourism in Bordeaux, because historically I've always looked at Bordeaux. You know, I came from New Zealand, so Every winery's got their doors open. What they want to do is get you in there, taste their wine, drink it, sell it, you know, promote themselves. First time I came to Bordeaux, it's like, is there anybody around?
Yeah, you know, I know.
I made the mistake of trying to get lunch at lunchtime in a shop. It's like, everything's shut.
I know. It has always been difficult for Bordeaux to open the door to tourists. But more and more nowadays, it begins to open. And we have lots of new projects coming up. So, you know, this is going to be very great in a few years in Bordeaux.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's starting to happen already, isn't it?
You've got, yes, definitely.
You've got the City of Wine, the new
yes,
big
in
museum.
Bordeaux. Yes, but it's not a museum only on Bordeaux. It's a museum on the wine all over the world.
Yeah.
So on all the civilization of wines through ages and through the world, not only Bordeaux.
Yeah.
But this is interesting, yes.
Yeah. And then here in the Entre des Mers,
yes,
at Planet Bordeaux, you've got your own museum.
Absolutely, but only on the Bordeaux and Bordeaux Superior appellations, of course.
Yeah, yeah, of course, because you are a generic body for
yes,
those regions. So,
however, we are open to for the public, for them to better understand how we do wines. They can taste. We have a big cellar, so we are more than pleased to welcome people there.
And how many people do you get through the door?
We have 15,000 people a year.
So 15,000 people, not too bad.
No,
that's,
no.
That's really okay.
And what do they do when they come in?
Well, they are visiting the museum, so to learn everything about the wine, the vine, and the work of the wine growers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are tasting, of course. Yeah, tasting.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bordeaux and Bordeaux Supérieur. And if they want to buy something, we are here to explain them and give them advices on the wines.
Yeah, yeah. Do you say which ones are better than others? Or?
No, we don't.
No, I was going to say no generic
no,
body
we
does.
Don't. Because everyone has a specificity, so it depends on the clients and what he wants to buy.
Yeah.
And of course, we are also trying to send them into our wine guru's cellar. So if they want to visit a chateau or discover something, we are more than pleased to give them advices to do that.
Yeah, so if you wanted to do a couple of chateau visits.
Exactly, we are here to give them advices and maybe to call the wine gurus and put an appointment for them.
Yeah, yeah. Last night I stayed at one of the wineries.
In Mr. and Mrs. Dufour, I think you were.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes. And in their concrete
Chateau
cellar. Concrete
yes,
cellar, which was an old tank.
But it is such an experience,
it's
isn't it?
It's very good. It's very nice indeed. Yeah, no, it's lovely. It's
yeah,
you know, it's like,
I
never thought concrete could be so nice.
and Mr. and Mrs. Dufour are really, really lovely people.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice. So is that the sort of thing, you know, because I'm sure there's some nice quirky places.
There are lots of different activities and things like that you can discover. We also have Chateau Bonost, who have, this is a chateau in the Entre des Mers as well, and they do not have concrete vats, but they have accommodation in a barrel, in a big barrel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can also have a night there, and this is really funny. So, but we have lots of activities. You can have a picnic, for example, in Vine. You can do an assemblage. So basically, you can make your own wines if you want to. We have so many things to do and discover here.
Excellent, excellent. Can you give us some more examples? That would be brilliant.
Yes, we have a wine guru who is offering, I think it's Saturday or Sunday morning, you can have a wine tasting in her cellar, and you can also find oysters. And it's a kind of market, so you can buy your own produces you want to have with your wine. So this is very exciting as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. And how many of the producers have got their doors open for people to go and visit?
I would say that it's going to be around 100 per year, something like that, opening their door on different days of the year.
Oh, so it is all different days. So no one's not many are open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday.
Well, we are still working on appointment in Bordeaux. If you want to come, for example, on Saturday or Sundays, generally you need to make appointments. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not the same for every chateau. Some of them are open every day, but it's not the majority of them.
Is there a single place that you list what chateaus are available at what time?
Yes, you could go to Vignoble Chez en Bordelais, so on internet, and you could find a list of vineyards which are open on the weekend.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, can you say that website again?
Vignoble et Chez en Bordelais.
Okay.
I will show you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I might put a link on the show as well, because that would be fabulous. You know, a resource where you can go, okay, we're going to be on this weekend in Bordeaux, and these guys are going to be open, so let's go visit them.
But you can also ring us at Planet Bordeaux, and for the Bordeaux and Bordeaux Supérieur appellation, we could give you a list of chateaux which are opened.
Yeah, okay.
We do that as well.
Yeah, no, that's fabulous, because that's the thing that most people struggle with is where can we go, what can we do sort of thing. So.
And they can also send us an email and we can help them. Mm-hmm. So it's not a problem as well.
If you go to places like New Zealand or South Africa, they have tourist routes, you know, which...
Mm-hmm. We have some here as well, yes.
Yeah, which you say, look, if you go here, and here, you'll see the river, you'll see whatever, you'll
see... Yes, yes. We have lots of tourist routes here as well, yes. You could find them at the tourist office if people want to have them in advance, or just give us a call and we could send them a leaflet.
Yeah. Is it information again on live? Online?
No, there's no information online from Planet Bordeaux, but they can find it from the Bordeaux Tourist Office or the Entre-deux-Mers Tourist Office as well.
Oh, okay. You should put that on your website, or at least put links to them.
Yes, we should do that. It's a good advice. We will do it.
It's like when people say, oh, your wine tasting business, what you want to do is this, and we go, that's a fabulous idea. I'll put it on the really long list of jobs I'm going to get
to.
Okay, brilliant. And if you are a tourist in Bordeaux, where do the people come from typically? Are they American, British, French?
Well, here in Planet Bordeaux, we are not the city of Bordeaux, so I'm sure we won't have the same types of tourists they receive in the city center. However, in Planet Bordeaux, we mainly have people coming from UK, people coming from Germany or Spain, Belgium as well, a country like that. Not really people coming from far away. We have a bit of Americans, New Zealand as well, but it's not the majority of people. We have no Chinese, if you're asking the question, and no Russian as well. It's not our typicity of visitors.
Yeah, and are they often trade or are they public as well?
No, they're mainly public.
So why not further afield? You know, why not Kiwis and Aussies and Chinese?
I think that as we are, well, for the Chinese and for the Russian, as we are the generic body, they are not interested in our appellations. They prefer more prestigious wine, such as Saint-Emilion or Médoc. So they are not coming there.
Yeah, okay. I must admit, I've had a few of your wines now. Well, you know, in England I've drank a bit of it. But it was quite interesting. Some of the wines were actually really quite decent.
Yeah, I know. We are really, really producing good quality price wines. So, yeah. People are just, you know, staying on names. And, well, sometimes it's a bit of a shame because they are passing through very good wines just because they are not named Saint-Emilion or Pessac Léognan. And, well, this is a pity, really. They should come here. They will change their mind, definitely.
Excellent. And tell me, what's the most exciting wine that you've had recently?
Well, it was a Château Penin. Which is in Genissac, and the wine guru is really a lovely man. It's Patrick Carteron. And he's doing a 100% Merlot named Château Penin. And it's Grande Sélection, So that's the name of the cuvée.
Yeah.
And it's really lovely because it's full body. It's really, it's not light. And it's really lovely with a meat.
Okay, so it's a big gutsy Merlot.
Yes.
Bit of oak in there.
Yes, maybe. And that was my discovery of this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Excellent. And the whites?
I really enjoyed Château Les Combes because it's a majority of Sauvignon, so it should be a bit sharp, it should be a bit lively. It is, but it's not as sharp as I was expecting. It's a bit, you know, you feel a bit of silk on your thick. It's really lovely. It was perfect with seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So Château Les Combes was my favorite in white.
Oh, okay, lovely. And if you were a wine, what sort of wine would you be?
Oh, this is a good question.
I haven't used that question for years. I just thought, ooh.
I think I would definitely not be a 100% Merlot because I have a kind of, you know, a kind of character. So I can't be a 100% Merlot. I think I would be a blend of Merlot and Cabernet.
Merlot and Cabernet.
Yeah.
Lovely. Excellent. I'm just trying to think. Is there anything that we can talk about tourism or...?
Here we are doing planet cooking. So we are doing food and drinks pairing for the Bordeaux and Bordeaux Supérieur appellations.
Oh, okay.
So it's called the planet cooking and we run it once a month, every last Thursday of a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's held by Olivier Straily, which is our chef, and one of our team members. Generally, it's me. And we are doing food and Bordeaux Supérieur matching. And
yeah.
It's really nice because people came, they are doing their own cooking. So really they cook the starter, the main, and the sweets. And after we are doing a pairing with the wine.
Yeah,
and it's really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
It is. It's fun, it's interesting, but it is also a kind of lesson because people really learn.
Just on that, what sort of food would you drink with a classic Bordeaux wine, AC Bordeaux red?
Well, I love entrecôte. So,
what?
Entrecôte. It's a kind of beef. It's really good. On sarment. You know the sarment?
Salmon?
No, sarment. It's the vine. You cut it,
yeah.
You know, and the branches you cut.
Yeah.
You keep them, and you put fire on them.
Yeah.
And you put your beef on it, yeah. On the sarment.
Oh, okay.
And you cook it with the sarment.
Oh, okay.
And it gives a taste to the beef, and it's really good.
Okay, that was AC Bordeaux wine.
Yeah.
Nice and fresh. Lovely. All right, then, I think we're going to wrap it up there.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Cheers.